有一只兽上。
There is a beast that came out of the seashore.
看你就认识。
But when you see him, you recognize him.
为什么认识？
Why do you know him?
它有十个角。
It has 10 horns.
你去读它，不是十个角吗？
Didn't it have 10 horns?
所以十个角你就知道是第四只兽。
So you know it's the fourth beast.
那第四只兽应该是罗马帝国。
Now the fourth beast is the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国不是走入历史了。
Now didn't Roman Empire go into history?
但将来你叫有一只兽从海中上来。
But there in the future there was going to be a beast that will come out of the sea.
如果从海中上来的话。
Came out of the sea.
那不是告诉我们罗马帝国复国了。
Doesn't it tell us that the Roman Empire has been restored?
所以明白吗？
So you understand that, brothers and sisters?
为什么罗马帝国又复国了？
Why is the Roman Empire being restored?
罗马帝国原来是古时候用来管教以色列人。
Because the Roman Empire was used to discipline the nation of Israel.
不光无花果是要发明。
Not only will the fig tree put forth its leaves.
罗马帝国这个树也要发明。
The Roman Empire will also put forth its leaves.
现在明白吗？
Now you understand.
我们第一根据以赛亚里书第四章。
So according to Daniel chapter 4.
我们就八到了主回来以前。
So before the Lord's return.
巴比伦是
The Babylonian Empire will come back to life.
以前我们以为是撒旦胡塞。
In the beginning, we thought it was Saddam Hussein.
现在我们这是 ISIS.
Now we know it's ISIS.
但这只是一页。
But this is just one aspect.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible also tells us.
看见当时罗马帝国从海中上来。
So then the Roman Empire came forth from the sea.
现在第四个帝国又从海中上来。
So the fourth kingdom will also come from the sea.
那这不是复兴的罗马帝国。
Isn't this the restored Roman Empire?
最主要是第一次来的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus came the first time.
是在罗马帝国底下。
It's under the Roman Empire.
他第二次回来的时候。
When he comes the second time.
是在复兴的罗马帝国底下。
He will come under the restored Roman Empire.
我想这个是再清楚不过。
I think this is too clear.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
当你读的时候。
When you read it.
你发现上面有七个头。
You discover that it has 7 heads.
那么到底什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
也许你就读，你有很多很多的解释。
You have many interpretations.
要小心。
But you have to be careful.
我们读圣经越简单越好。
The simpler we are to reading the Bible, the better.
要让主的话来解释主的话。
We have to allow the Word of God to explain the Word of God.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
明明讲七个头
So you talk about 7 heads
好了你如果仔细去读但以
第二 If you read Daniel chapter 7
狮子是一个头
A lion has one head
熊一个头
The bear has one head
最后不知名的熊也是一个头
The unknown beast has one head
但圣经告诉我们豹有四个
But the Bible tells us that the leopard has 4 heads
所以三加四是七
So 3 plus 4 is 7
这告诉我们什么
What does this tell us?
等到最后敌基督出来的
When the Antichrist comes back
走到罗马帝国重新复兴
When the Roman Empire is restored
你不是看见罗马帝国这个树
You not only saw the Roman Empire, that tree being restored.
你看见这个最后的帝国。
So this last kingdom.
原来是历史上四个大帝国，你把它加在一起。
So you have to sum up the four empires together.
它有所有的特点在里面。
So it has all its special features.
你再读下去去。
You keep on reading, it's very clear.
它的样子像豹的样子。
So the beast was like a leopard.
豹很明显就是希腊大帝国。
Leopard is the Greek Empire.
那么它走起路来像什么呢？像熊一样。
Its feet were like those of a bear.
所以很明显，它的脚像熊一样。
Its feet were like that of a bear.
熊是什么？
Who is the bear?
熊不就是波斯大帝国？
The bear is the Persian Empire.
那这里不是讲的 lion， 讲的狮子？
Did it speak about the lion?
狮子不是讲到巴比伦帝国？
Does it speak about the Babylonian Empire?
明明是第四个帝国。
It is the fourth empire.
明明是罗马帝国重新起来。
It's the Roman Empire.Being restored.
你怎么会看到巴比伦？
How could you see Babylon?
你怎么会看到希腊呢？
How could you see Greece?
你怎么会看到伊朗？
How could you see Persian Empire?
所以很清楚。
So very clear.
将来第四个帝国。
The fourth kingdom.
一眼你看的是罗马帝国。
You, on the one hand, you see it's the Roman Empire.
但你要问。
But you have to ask.
它特点是什么特点？
What is its special feature?
是把所有的通通加在一起。
So you add up all of them together.
非常清楚。
So very clear.
好，我们再来看七个头。
So we look at the 7 heads.
我们来看启示录
Revelation
第十七章
Chapter 17
第九节
Verse 9
智慧的心在此可以思想
Here is the mind which has wisdom
你们读启示录要注意
When you read the book of Revelation you have to
讲的666
When you talk about 666
讲的智慧
You talk about wisdom
讲的七个头
When you talk about the 7 heads
也讲的智慧
It also talks about wisdom
下面说
And here it says
那七头就是女人所做的
The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits.
还有意思
Very interesting.
罗马
Rome,
七三之城,
it's a city of seven hills.
所以到过罗马的人就行了,
so anybody that's been to Rome,
它是七座山,
it's a city of seven hills.
所以讲到罗马帝国复兴,
when you think about the Roman Empire being restored,
当然我们讲到欧盟,
of course you think about the European Union.
不过今天的欧盟只是开始,
but the European Union is only the beginning.
你看见欧盟用的同样一个货币,
so they use the same common currency.
上一次欧洲用同样的货币是2000年,
the last time they used the same currency was 2000 years ago.
是罗马帝国,
was during the time of the Roman Empire. So when we read the Bible, so we look at the development of the European Union. So we think Brussels is very interesting. Isn't it amazing? So the thing occurred in Syria. How could it be assembled in Brussels? Isn't it amazing?
So
outwardly speaking, you don't understand. But if you see that, but it's a very amazing. So the Roman Empire has raised its head again. But very naturally, you think about Europe. But in the land of Europe, you see the Antichrist will appear.
明白吗?
You understand that? So when we study the Bible, this is how we study. Not only that, on the other one hand, you talk about the Roman Empire being restored. But the other hand, it tells us as it is shape of a leopard. So the Antichrist, he must be a Superman. He must be like Hitler, a dictator. So then you're wrong. So when the Antichrist really appears, you think that it's one great empire, but you think that is he a tyrant that will rule over it? No. The form of it is like a leopard.
Legacy,
so what is the legacy that the Greek Empire gave us? We already said two things.
第一,
first is science.
所有高科技你一定要推到希腊,
high technology has to trace it back to Greek Empire. Number two is democracy.
民主制度是最好的制度,
so democracy is the best system.
这是美国人想,
this is what the United States
thinks. 因为在美国这个制度成功了,
because in the United States this has been successful.
所以西方的世界觉得这个世界放在哪里都成功的,
so the Western world, the US thinks that this should be successful in everywhere.
这要记得,
so you have to remember,
再主要回来,
before the Lord's return,
当你看见罗马帝国复兴的时候,
so when you see the Roman Empire being restored,
它给你的感觉不是专制的国家,
so what it gives you the sense is that it's not a dictatorship. It must be a democracy. So some people have to apply this onto everybody. But they didn't imagine. But this is what the Greek Empire has given us. So this is the shape of a leopard. So before the Lord returns, so the whole world will be like the United States. If there is a nation like the United States, it will become developed.
但他们忘记,
but they forget.
美国所以是美国,
the United States is the United States.
美国所以民主制度能够成功,
so why is democracy successful?
有它特殊的原因,
it has a special reason. We don't have time to talk about it.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
但再主回来以前,
before the Lord's return, these things are going to happen.
所以现在慢慢慢慢我们往那个日子走去,
slowly we march towards that direction.
慢慢地就看见书,
slowly you'll see.
不光在美国是民主,
not only in the United States will be democracy. They think the Western world can apply this everywhere else. So 4 or 5 years ago, so one thing that the Western world was very, and the US very happy, because the Islamic world woke up. They don't have to overthrow their government through terrorism. They don't have to do that. So why did Bin Laden have a terrorist movement? He's not only targeted towards the Western world, he's also targeting all the Muslim countries.
That
he says that all the Muslim countries, they have been corrupted. They want to bring them all back to the 7th century. street.
所以他们要这个办法就用恐怖的手段。
One way is to use terrorism.
但慢慢大家醒悟。
But so many people start to wake up.
这不是唯一的手段可以把政府推翻。
This is not the only way they can overcome the government.
慢慢懂得一件事。
Slowly they start to understand.
所以他们说可以用群众的运动去把政府拉下来。
They can use social movements to overthrow the government.
就可以把一个专制的人就把他拉下来。
So you can overthrow a dictator through social movements.
这样的话，这个世界就好。
So then the world become better.
明白吗？
You understand that?
在这个以前
so before that,
美国已经做过实验。
The United States did an experiment.
他们觉得伊拉克就是不民主。
So they thought Iraq was not democratic.
伊拉克当然不民主。
Of course, Iraq was not democratic. Why?
因为大部分是什叶派的。
So most of them are Shiites.
那么哈萨达胡塞呢是苏尼派的。
So Saddam Hussein was Sunni.
你要少数管理多数的话。
So you want the minority to take care of the majority.
你当然要用统治的手段。
So you have to be a dictator.
这很清楚的。
It's very clear.
那么好了，现在人说这个不好。
So people said this is not
我们要改造伊拉克。
So let's change Iraq.
我们要把让伊拉克跟西方的国家一模一样。
So want Iraq to be like the Western world.
那么什么叫民主呢
？So what is democracy?
民主就是不是打破人头。
It's not to crush people's heads.
你叫革命是最麻烦，就要把人的头都打破。
So revolutions means you have to knock people's head down.
现在说我们不要打破人头。
So let's not knock people's head
down. 我们来数点人头。
Let us count the number of heads.
谁的人头多？
However many heads there are,
少数服从多数。
So the minority needs to submit to the majority.
这就是民主制度。
This is the democracy.
结果没有想到。
But unknown to them,
有人觉得民主制度摆在伊拉克最好。
So people feel that democracy is best in Iraq.
所以最后伊拉克果然民主。
So Iraq became a democracy.
那如果数人口的话
，If you count the number of heads,
是什叶派人多，那还是苏尼？
Are there more Shiites or there more Sunni?
伊朗通通是什叶派的。
Iran is all Shiites.
伊朗可以说什叶派的大本营。
So Iran is the largest place of Shiites.
是因为60%是什叶派。
Because 60% of them are Shiites.
数人头的结果。
If you count the number of heads,
谁得的势力呢
？Who has the power?
当然什叶派的得的势力。
Of course, the Shiites.
所以很自然的，你看见吗？你就把伊拉克就等于送给伊朗一样。
So as if you sent Iraq to Iran.
你看你现在中东局势那么复杂。
So the Middle East is so complicated.
就是因为西方世界觉得这个制度是最好的。
Because the Western world thinks this is the best system.
那么到底能不能安定是另外一件事。
So whether it's stabilized or not, we don't know.
但是问题在这。
But the problem is this.
因为在阿拉伯的世界。
Because in the Arabic world.
他们有个很大的觉醒。
So they have a great awakening.
他们觉得我们不需要用恐怖的手段。
So we don't have to use terrorism.
我们照样可以把政府拉下来。
We can overthrow government.
我们可以把那些独裁者把他拉下来。
So we can overthrow dictators.
所以有一个很大的运动。
So there's a big movement.
叫做阿拉伯之春。
So there's Arab Spring.
等春天来了
，the spring is
等到春天来的时候
，when the spring comes，
西方世界就很开心
，the Western world should be happy。
现在终于阿拉伯他们醒过来
，so now the Arab world has woken up。
他们能够把那个独裁者把他拉下来
，they can overthrow the dictator。
结果他们在埃及成功了
，so they were successful in Egypt。
他们果然把独裁人拉下来
，so they pulled down the dictator。
结果他们就开始就统治埃及了
，so now they started to rule over Egypt。
那么这些埃及人有个梦。
So these Egyptians, they had a dream.
这个梦就是把人带回到第七世纪。
They want to bring people back to the 7th century.
所以这些人称他们自己叫 Muslim brethren.
So they call them the Muslim brethren.
他们都是穆斯林弟兄们。
So they are the Muslim brotherhood.
那么不要忘记。
Don't forget.
今天以色列的 Hamas 就是 Muslim brethren.
So the Hamas in Israel, they are the Muslim brethren.
所以他们就是同样一个梦的。
So they do the same, they have the same dream.
所以等到埃及那些 Muslim brethren 开始掌权的时候。
So when the Egyptians, the Muslim brethren took over,
他们觉得很有希望。
They think it's hopeful.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为土耳其的总统也是穆斯林弟兄会。
Because the Turkish president is also from the Muslim brotherhood.
所以土耳其
so Turkey
每年给 Hamas 最少2亿到3亿的
every year gives at least $200-300 million in military support
为什么
why
因为他们都有同一个意向
they all have a same vision
同样一个看见
they have the same scene
所以想想看
think about it
这个阿拉伯之春就改变了埃及
so now the Arab spring has changed Egypt
现在土耳其
now Turkey
这跟埃及
and Egypt,
还有跟以色列, Hamas,
and is the Hamas in Israel, they can unite themselves.
他们都是苏尼派的,
they're all Sunnis.
他们都同样一个梦,
they all have the same dream.
明白吗?
You understand that?
所以自从把埃及拉下来以后,
so once Egypt was overthrown,
他们就开心得不得了,
so they're too happy.
现在我们有前途了,
now we have a future.
但是没有想到,
but they didn't think about
没有多久呢,
it. Soon after,
埃及的情况又转过来,
Egypt's situation changed again.
那个总统居然坐了牢呢,
that president was in prison. So now you go back to military dictatorship. So it's amazing. So if the Muslim Brotherhood didn't come to power, Egypt has religious freedom. Because every 10, there's one believer. So when this president came to power, it
can
no longer. And they were persecuted. So they shut down many churches. So you know, so it showed their condition. But didn't imagine. So now the military dictatorship took over. Now started to protect the Christians. So now the whole condition has changed. So this is the start of the Arab Spring.